Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I don't know that a lot has changed in terms of what we're doing. We've got some player availability that's been improved. You know, Derek Harmon's back, and I think that's significant, or at least, you know, the significance of his presence has been well documented. We'll see. But I don't know that we're doing anything dramatically different. We're stacking the box when appropriate and making judgments about when that is and when that isn't in an effort to neutralize some of the complementary components. Stability is big, I think, in people. You know, the additions of some of these guys that have missed some time might be helpful to our efforts as well. You know, certainly I'm open to wrinkles, but at this stage of the journey for us, it's about competing and competing at a high level and being connected. And oftentimes that's with things that you know and know very well, whether you're talking about an individual or about a collective.
Mike Tomlin on stopping Derrick Henry. The last three times the Steelers have played the Ravens, the regular season game in Baltimore last December, the playoff game they lost a year ago in January, and the game they won a month ago, combined rushing yards allowed, 736.
That's it?
736. That's well over 200 yards a game. That's almost 250 yards a game, actually.
Yeah, it's about 247 or so. Did you see Jerry's write up on this in the Post Gazette? This whole we got motivated to draft a guy like Derek Harmon, to draft a Jack Sawyer, to draft YA Black, largely because of the way that playoff game went down. He writes this story, quotes from the Steelers people, kind of just background on this is why we're at where we're at here. And then says, now, the Steelers did give up 217 yards or whatever it was in a game that they won, but they really feel that that didn't tell the whole story, and they did my least favorite thing. They said, well, Mitchell gouged us for 55, and Henry had basically a 20-yarder.
Take those out.
I hate that. No, those runs happen. Yeah. They are huge play. The Mitchell play actually was probably a net good for the Steelers. He got hurt.
If you take out the big runs, Barry Sanders is Eric Pegram.
It was from Terrell Austin. It was literally the football version of, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
We've mostly and mainly talked today about how fans feel and their apathy and indifference going into this game, and mine. I mean, I don't really care what happens. If the Steelers win, cool, we'll have all week to either get ourselves up or plan for the inevitable of them getting blown out in the playoffs again. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. If they lose, then we get to see if anything seismic happens. Kabali came in here last hour and said, if the Steelers get beat, he doesn't think Art picks up Tomlin's option for 2027. And that means Mike would go into a season as truly a lame duck coach for the first time ever.
That would be almost unfathomable to me. I know Mark is in that building and talks to people. That would be astonishing if they lost and then it really just did become lame duck season.
So I'm going to attempt to talk about this game with you over the next hour. We'll have Bryant McFadden on. We'll have an analyst from Baltimore on to size them up.
B-Mac's going to be pissed at you, by the way.
Why is that?
Because you don't really care about the outcome.
Yeah, I'll tell him that straight up. I don't care.
He's going to be
turned
mad.
Over a new leaf as a 40-year-old. I'm a different me now. I'm a new me. I'm going to ask you to tell me, and the best call on this, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to tell you what the question is, and then I'm going to tell you what you win when you call in. The question, the challenge is this. I want you to tell me how the Steelers win this game. But here's what you can't do. You can't tell me how the Ravens lose it. You can't say Lamar Jackson's record against the Steelers is X. Or you can't say John Harbaugh is an idiot. You have to tell me something the Steelers will do to win this game. What they do well, what they'll thrive at, what they have going for them in this matchup at 412-928-9370. And because it's my birthday and I'm in charge right now, whatever I deem to be the most persuasive argument is going to win four tickets to the Pittsburgh RV show at the convention center later this month. 412-928-9370. Malzie, do you think it's difficult to concoct a way the Steelers win this game, leaving out the Ravens' blunders?
No, I actually don't think it's difficult. So,
and this is coming from Mr. Negativity on the Steelers.
Yeah. Now, I don't think what I'm going to say here on the Ravens' part is a blunder, and I don't think you're also going to try to get me and say I'm sneaking through on a technicality. I think there's a very simple way that the Steelers actually do win this game, and it has mostly to do with their defense. I'm not going to sit here. I'll throw one offensive thing in. Here's the blueprint. Derrick Henry ran all over the Packers. I watched it. It was impressive. It was finally like
it was the most carries of his career.
Yeah, it was John Harbaugh getting out of his own way and saying, I have this guy. He is the trump card in this game.
I'm going to ride him to the wheels fall off.
And that game was pretty close for a while. And then when Willis got hit late, you know, not hit late on a play, but you know what I mean. Then the Packers ran out of steam. Here is something I will point out about the Packers. Even before Micah Parsons got hurt, their run defense has been pretty like terrible. Like, you can run right at them. That is their weakness. That is why they're not going to win the Super Bowl, because you can run directly at that team.
Yep.
Now, we know what the Steelers did or had done to them in a game they beat the Ravens in. But there are case studies. There are success stories from the Steelers season of taking a Jonathan Taylor or a Jahmyr Gibbs or other like prominent running backs and holding them to very low totals. We all saw it happen. Right? Like, we saw Jonathan Taylor not be able to get it going. We saw Miami's run game kind of die on the vine halfway through that one. We saw Gibbs go nowhere against them. Montgomery do nothing. Like, they dominated those teams. So it's in there somewhere. I'm saying that to say they are a better run defense, despite all the moaning we do about them in general. Way better run defense than the Packers. Green Bay offered very little resistance. So I think they are capable of stopping Derrick Henry. Which brings me to
do you believe it, though? You're saying
I think they're absolutely... I think they're going to... I don't think Derrick Henry's running for two bills on him. I don't even think he's going to get to 100 on him.
Okay, if he doesn't get to 100 on them...
Yes.
Every time the Steelers have played Derrick Henry and they've kept them under 100 yards, they've won.
Yeah, I think that
every time they've played Derrick Henry and they've allowed over 100 yards, they've lost.
I know that...
That is really not an arbitrary number. If he gets to the century mark, chances are Derrick Henry's team is going to beat you.
Yeah, I mean, that's also one of those, like, I don't know what the term you would exactly use for it is, but it's like one of those kind of obvious game script things. If he's getting to 100, that means they're playing from ahead.
But
typically,
it wasn't obvious in the game earlier this year. The Steelers were outrushed 217-34
I understand that. Well, if they had probably given Derrick Henry the ball more, that might have been different. Anyway, I think Harbaugh's learned his lesson, but I do think the Steelers' defense is going to play better against the run in general than they did in that game, and I think they're going to be pretty good against Henry. I think one of the weird kind of little revelations is I think Jack Sawyer is going to play a decent amount, and I think he's useful in that capacity. He's not smaller than Derrick Henry. He's 6'4".
He plays at the expense of Watt not being 100%.
They'll find ways, I think, to get... that's going to be a wrinkle. I think they're going to find ways to make sure Sawyer's out there, because I think they feel like the Ravens are going to try to, you know, run the ball a lot. I think they're going to do a pretty good job on Henry, because I do think that... Here's the other thing. In that Green Bay game, do you know how many yards he was getting before he even got touched on average?
Give it to me.
Over 2. You know that's bad. You are very well aware. He got 4+ after contact, okay? 2 yards before contact, not good. I think they will do a better job. Which gets me to the other, like, major point about their defense and the Ravens' offense. I think that's going to force Lamar into some situations where he's really got to throw the ball. I maintain, despite all these signals coming out of Baltimore, this is the first full week of practice he's had, like, all year, basically, right? Full participation. I don't think he's healthy still. I think he's probably between 80 and 85%.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's probably trying to gut it out at a full week of practice because this is a division title game. That's it. I don't think when Lamar Jackson is less than 100% that he passes the ball very well. I think his mechanics suffer. I think his confidence suffers.
Yeah, but now you're making arguments that I said you couldn't make. You're making, I said you couldn't do Ravens things.
No, I'm saying they're going to force a guy who is a compromised passer into more passing situations.
Ah, gotcha.
I thought that was pretty clear.
But then he started going into Lamar Jackson injuries.
Well, he's not 100%. I think they're going to stop the run enough to force him to pass. I think they will do well defending that. Joey Porter hasn't allowed a touchdown in coverage in
2 years.
Yeah, in like 1,100 snaps. So I don't think that's going to change. I think they're going to be pretty good against the pass. Like, the Ravens will get a little. They won't get a lot. And then the positive case for the Steelers is this. And this is really going to tick people off because it's going to circle back to the Browns. And it's going to be me saying something quasi-positive despite being negative at the start. I think Aaron Rodgers ruined an otherwise good enough to win game plan by Arthur Smith. He schemed Thielen open on a very crucial fourth down. Aaron Rodgers said, F this, I'm going to throw a go ball to Scotty Miller because I want to. Aaron Rodgers also wasn't even looking at guys like Gainwell on huge crucial plays when the one time he stood in there, the one series he stood in there for the most part and said, I am going to risk getting sacked and or hit to make plays down the field. Wouldn't you know it? They were throwing seam balls, they were hitting Freiermuth, they were hitting Miller over the middle. I think now that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to worry about the specter of Brett Favre and being intertwined throughout history with Brett Favre about the sack record and being dropped by Myles Garrett, he's going to play like somebody with his head somewhat removed from his rear end. And so I think he's going to actually move the ball a decent amount. I think he's going to have guys like Thielen getting open because they are running to spots. They're going to have a pretty good offensive game plan. And I think he's going to move them surprisingly well through the air.
How did the Steelers beat the Ravens? Here's Chris in Hopewell. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so ways that I think the Steelers... can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so ways that I think the Steelers can win. I don't think... I'm kind of pessimistic. I kind of feel the way you do. I don't think they are going to win, but if they are going to win, I think this is what has to happen. I think Pat Freiermuth has to be the leading wide receiver for the game, which they haven't been doing, which I don't know why. Make MVS less of an option. Have Gainwell be maybe the second leading wide receiver. Also give Warren and Gainwell at least 25 touches. And don't do stupid stuff on fourth down like go balls to Scotty Miller. Hopefully Boswell plays well. And then we got to stop Henry and get after Lamar.
All right, Chris. That's a lot. Who do you think FanDuel and their receiving yard props that they've put out? Based on that, who do you think they expect to be the Steelers' leading receiver in this game?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Austin's playing. I'm going to say they expect it to be Freiermuth.
Yes. 31 and a half. What a low, embarrassingly low number.
Well, if that was the number for Jonnu Smith, we could take the under quite safely.
Andrew, Freiermuth is one. Now you want to guess two?
This is just for the Steelers?
Yeah.
Gainwell.
Yep. 29.5. Have you looked at this?
No.
Here is Dave in Newcastle. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I don't know, man. It's nothing breaking, but basically, I mean, you got to keep Derrick Henry contained. I'm thinking you got to cause a fumble. I think if you can put some doubt and get him the fumble, which he has some fumble issues, that's number one. And number two, you got to get Gainwell and Warren going, obviously, but you got to stick to the script. You have to let those guys roll. And the other thing is, I guess I have to watch how I say this to stay within the confines of,
yes.
That Tomlin has to use the clock well, because I think it's going to come down to the little things, and hopefully he doesn't screw it up.
All right, Dave, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to give you the tickets here. Well done.
I like that he was cognizant of the parameters while conducting this
yes,
call.
That's why I picked him.
I just am impressed by that. That's good situational awareness.
All right, in 2 minutes, Brian McFadden is going to tell us if he has lost hope in these Steelers. A view from Baltimore, where they are very self-loathing about the Ravens, coming up as well. Did they even want Lamar to play in this game?
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.